This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, some hauntings choose a place, others choose a family, and this one has no intention of letting go.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. And yes, 855-853-4802. If you'd like to share your real ghost stories with us, we would love to hear them. And you can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. The forms are right there. You just fill it out and boom, we get your ghost stories. So we're looking forward to hearing and seeing your ghost story. Hi, I'm Tony. That's Todd down there if you're watching us on YouTube, and that's Carol over there.
There's my dog.
If you're right watching there. Us on YouTube, and that's her dog right there. making love to a pillow.
What's he doing? He's licking something.
He's licking his foot.
It's foreplay.
He's licking his foot. I think he has he had a shot about 6 weeks ago. I think he's got some kind of allergies.
Oh, that's not good.
No. He might have to go back in for another shot.
What type of shots does he like? Does he do
schnapps?
Schnapps or yeah.
Dang, I went straight to heroin. Yeah.
Jesus. And that says a lot about
about
life experiences of the group.
I meant he likes shots of tequila.
Yeah.
Right to heroin. There you go.
What can I say?
I know. Let's jump into our first ghost story caller. The phone number is 855-853-4802 if you want to share yours with us. Let's hear it.
My name is James. I live in Bakersfield, California. The story that I want to tell you is about, from the time I got married on, and then me and my wife, we have kids. Before I met my wife worked at a funeral home. My wife worked there for a long time, and my wife's always had problems with, ghostly activity. So when I met her, we got married. Everywhere we moved to, something's followed our family. Something's tormented our kids, would torment my wife when I was at work or working out of town. But everywhere we go, no matter where we're at, if I'm at work, if my wife's at work, wherever we're at, we have this figure that follows us. We always feel like that there's eyes watching us. This had been, about 4 or 5 years ago. My wife was home alone. I was working out of town. I worked as a heavy equipment operator, and I get a call from my wife. My wife is crying. So I had asked her what was going on. Well, she starts to tell me that when she was laying in bed, she felt something come over to the bed, sit on the bed, and she said she could feel the indention, and something had put their hands on her. She looked up. Nobody was there. Just weird stuff. One of the houses we lived in, I would wake up every morning, and you'd have to go through our living room to get in towards our kitchen area. It was really long. And every morning that I would wake up to go to work, all of our chairs, all of the doors would be open in our cabinets, and they'd be stacked up together. A lot of stuff that's happened to us. I remember coming home from working out of town. My wife's asleep on the couch, and we have a really long hallway. I get about halfway down the hallway and I see this figure, and this figure is standing there, and this figure comes right up to me and gets probably within inches from me, right up in my face, and it's turning its head sideways and around looking at me. I get spooked and I run out and I go and hop on the couch next to my wife. Through the years, when we'd be at the hospital, we just had, one of our daughters. The family would be up there taking pictures. Well, when we got the pictures printed out, right next to my daughter, I think it was Carly at the time, my cousin was holding baby. Well, in that photo, you see this black figure that is standing right next to my cousin and the baby. And a lot of our photos, we have that. This past house that we moved out of, the house is over 100 years old. The house is haunted. And whatever's following us was there in the home, too. I was asleep. My wife had to get up early in the morning for work. And my wife wakes me up frantic. My daughters that night had friends staying over, so they're all in their room, and we have this long hallway. So my wife wakes me up and tells me that she sees a little girl that looks just like my daughter, Autumn, came out of their room, walked down the hallway into the dining room and disappears. My wife goes over to see who's there, to see if maybe one of the girls had gotten up. They're all asleep. That house, there's a basement area. You'd have to walk down the basement area or down the steps to get to the basement area. And it's like an extra room. I had it as my music room and game room. I was off that day, and I go to step out on the steps. Something come behind me and pushed me, and I tumbled. This happened to me a couple of times, tumbled all the way down to the bottom, hurt myself from something pushing me. There'll be nights I'll be sleeping in my bed, and I have to cover my feet because something pulls my toes, or I'll pull the blanket. You know, we hear footsteps. We hear knocking on the walls. We've heard knocking on the doors. And we always have that presence of something watching us. No matter where we go, something is watching us. I'm driving home from work. I have like something is watching me. You might think I'm crazy, but this is how I've been married to my wife for about, we're going on 14 years. This has happened my whole marriage. No matter where we go, if we stay in a hotel, it happens. If we're at a family's house, it's like that presence is with us. And we get the feeling it's not a good presence. It's to the point to where my kids won't even sleep in their room. They have to come in there and sleep next to us or be, you know, in the same area that we're at. I also got some more stories about my best friend that worked with the dead, too. And he could possibly tell you, I mean, some like scary, scary stories on the stuff that's happened. So I'm looking forward to you calling me, and I really appreciate your time. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Man. Oof. And he just tells these really haunting stories, really scary stories. And then he's like, but my friend's got some really scary stories.
I'm like, what the? I mean, talk about being like afflicted by this.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I mean, I kept track. They were seeing figures, mm-hmm. doppelganger stuff, shadow figures, physical interactions, footsteps and knocking, feeling of being watched. All since getting married to this woman, and she worked in a funeral home. I mean, something's going on here. And if I'm them, like the scariest part is, has a child picture in the hospital, and there's a figure standing there. Mm-hmm. Come on, you got to do something about this. You got to get somebody in your house. You got to bring somebody in to do something. I would think.
And it kind of no matter where they go, so it almost like they need some sort of help with getting rid of an attachment.
I'm curious, like, if they're apart, you know, for whatever reason, does the other have the stuff? Is it still that same feeling there? Are they both afflicted with this, whether they're together or apart now? Because if it happened and it you know, enter this individual's life when they got together, because she was, you know, somehow some connection at that funeral home. Is it just following her, or is it following both of them? I wonder.
I don't know. He kind of acted like her, but then it's happening to him as well.
When he's driving home from work, right?
Yeah. So yeah. Is it only when they're together?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like it at all. And what do you do about that?
That would be very helpless feeling. I don't know. Yeah. What do you do? I mean,
I don't know if there's any religion in their family, but they should contact a church if there is something. Because
it's affecting the kids. The kids don't even want to sleep in their rooms.
They now have Purell with holy water in it. It's blessed Purell. And
that's a good idea. Take a bath.
And you can just get that, you know, and it blesses and cleans at the same time.
That's the thing. I mean, you're being silly, obviously, but maybe grabbing some holy water and going around your house or something at this point might be helpful.
But that Purell holy water takes cleansing to a whole new level.
You just have to make sure whatever product you're using is by Menon. That's
Tony, you remember Holy Hill here in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah. Yep.
It always made me laugh because the holy water came out of a spigot in the ground, and it literally was just, it was like a pipe out of the ground with a little spigot and a wood sign that said holy water. Like it was blessed water out of the ground. It wasn't like there was this magical fountain or anything like that. It just kind of
just your basic aquifer down there.
Yeah. Well. I mean, to me, it was like you could just put the garden hose on it and you know water the plants.
You could get as much holy water as you want then.
Yeah.
How did that work? Was it just like, did the priest like, I'm giving you an infinite blessing on this spring? And that's what it was? Because I always thought like it had to be like individually, you know, I don't think so. It like in, you know, containers or something, not Stanley's, but, you know, in containers. And then like, okay, I'm blessing this, you know, facility of water or all these containers of it.
I'm wondering if it's like the well or whatever they're tied into is blessed.
Yeah, that's what I'm like the actual aquifer itself. That's killing more than. Okay, so if you're, does the holy water have power if the person using it doesn't know it's holy water? So let's say you bless the aquifer. That's
interesting, yeah.
And then, you know, you're getting all the holy water you can use. And then someone else is tapping into the aquifer, unbeknownst to you. And, you know, they're scrubbing spraying the cat box with it. And, you know, and to them, it's water from this aquifer. But if it's blessed, is it holy water?
That would be a question for Satan.
So that'd be an interesting one. I wish we could just, you know, open up the door to Satan and ask him a question. But,
whoa, did somebody say open up the door to Satan? I love you guys. I'm so glad so glad you opened that door so I could come into your hearts and minds. I wanted to answer that question. What exactly can the holy water do if you don't know it's holy water? I'll tell you what. That shit, Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's a hill I don't want to be on.
That's literally the spigot coming out of the ground that says holy water. Yeah, and that's it.
There's this, it just like you just turn it on and off.
Yep.
I tell you what, I don't want that shit on my skin. So I'm going to tell you, believe me, it's holy. Whether you know it is or not, there's nothing worse than when somebody, you know, you're really trying to get them possessed, you're almost there, they're almost to a state of complete madness, and then they go get their bottle of Dasani that's been bottled in, you know, bumblefuck wherever, and it turns out that aquifer is actually part of some parish down the road, and then they're just downing it, and you're like, oh no! No, I can't possess you and make you steer the car off a cliff! Because they're drinking holy water, but they don't even know it. It's just, I'm not even going to say where it is, but it's an aquifer that is full of holy water, and people just think it's Dasani. Fucking Dasani. Fucking Coca-Cola. We're a Pepsi crew down here, by the way. We don't have
Do you enjoy the clearly Canadian Satan? I know that's back.
It is, and we do. Yeah, sometimes you just need a nice, crisp, cool, refreshing beverage, and nothing quite hits the spot like a clearly Canadian. Endorsed now by Satan himself.
Well, who knew? Who knew that Satan was endorsing clearly Canadian these days? Hey, technology, right?
Yep.
855-853-4802 is our phone number. Let's go to a phone call.
Okay. Let me get it here.
Let's hear a voice.
Hi, you guys. My name is Sarah. So I worked for a physician, southeastern Pennsylvania. One of her offices actually was out of an old home. It was owned by a family that's very well known in southeastern Pennsylvania by the name of Ware family. They've all passed away since. The home that we practice out of was probably built, you can't quote me on this, but late 1800s. You know, I was a single mother. I didn't have a lot of money. My physician, my employer knew this. So she said to me, would you be willing to clean this office every other Sunday? And I'd pay you for it. And of course I said, sure, no problem. I would love to do that. So I had started cleaning the office, for a couple months at this point. One day, as I was cleaning, I always start in the back of the office and work my way up to the front of the office, to the front desk. I always open up the blinds. It was a nice autumn day. So as I came to the front of the office, I just had this very eerie feeling that I was being watched. So I was not so immediately, of course, the hair on my arm stood up. I looked out the window to the parking lot. No one had pulled up. I looked out to the opposite side window. Nobody was in the field. You know, I don't know what I was expecting there. So I just shrugged it off and said, you know, let me just get this place clean and get out of here. Proceeded back to the office to go get another trash bag. Went to the front of the office to collect the remaining part of the trash. And if you know anything about offices, you'll know they have copiers. And the copier that we had in this very small office was not your normal universal one. It was a very small, simple, almost like a home copier. And it was an energy saver one. The only way that it worked is, you know, you used it. If you didn't use it in time, it would automatically shut off in order to save energy. We had had this at this point, this copier, oh, I don't know, 4 years in that office at that point. The only way that you can turn it on is, one, if you lift the actual top of the copier up to set your piece of paper or whatever you need copied on it, or two, if you turn, push the button that is the on button. So as I was standing there about 4 feet away from it, it turned on. It turned on. I heard it. I saw it. I saw the faceplate light up, and then it proceeded to print out a blank piece of paper. The only way that did it, and the only way that machine could have done that, is if someone went up and pressed not only the on button, but then print or copy. I immediately, my heart started pounding. My legs felt heavy as anything, and I immediately felt this pressure. This presence. I was definitely not alone, not alone. I'm very logical in everything that I do, and I was really standing there telling myself there's got to be a logical reason for this. So immediately I thought, it must be, this is an old house, maybe a mouse ran over the cord that plugged in on the floor. I then got on all fours, looked underneath there. Not only was there no mouse, but the copier is plugged into the same extension cord as the radio is, that was playing the entire time, that never stopped. So there were also lights on that were in the office. They did not flicker. They did not blink. The radio did not skip a beat. It was still on. So it wasn't a shortage. It wasn't anything of that sort. I then stood up, heart still pounding, and said out loud, and felt ridiculous for saying it. I still kind of do. I'm a grown woman. I don't want to see you. I don't want to hear you. I don't want to know that you're here. Please leave. I felt such a heavy presence behind me that I was scared to death to turn around because I did not want to see anything. So I immediately then closed the trash bag up, left it there, walked over to the two blinds that were open, closed them, did not touch the copier, turned off the radio, then left the vacuum in the waiting room, still plugged in, left the actual office itself. And as soon as I got out of the office, I called my coworker that I've worked with her, and she worked in that office too for probably, I worked with her about maybe 6 years at that point. She told me to calm down, and I told her everything that had happened. She immediately said, you're fine, you're out of it. She goes, but you know what? I need to tell you, I've also felt things in there, like you're not alone. I told my employer, I felt stupid for telling him and her, excuse me. And to this day, I have no rhyme or reason on why that occurred. That actual part that we rented out of that home was a slave's quarter. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. We're on the Maryland border line there. That individual that owned that house was not a nice person, and there were some things found out about him that were not nice. I won't go into detail. But yeah, since then it's been torn down, and apartment buildings have been built probably about 30 feet away from that place, but not on it. So needless to say, I never went to go clean there alone again. I brought my kids with me, or had my husband wait outside, or started cleaning it with somebody there. Thank you for your time. Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you for sharing that with us. Thoughts on all that?
Do you think that's a haunted copier or a haunted place? Or is it like an electrical thing, maybe?
I mean,
I lean into that pretty heavily, but...
I know back at the radio station, the last one I worked at, we had a copier that would be... It would do that, like go in power saving mode. So on the weekend, if you needed to make a copy, it took like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I remember
to make
that.
A copy of anything. You know, it took forever.
Yeah.
Like you would have to go turn it on and then come back to do your stuff.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe somebody's in another room and they sent something to be printed and that would turn the printer back on. But it turning on by itself is a really unusual thing. I think I would have left the vacuum cleaner in the lobby too.
I was like having flashbacks to really, really old copy machines in that. I remember like they were noisy. They had to heat up. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's kind of crazy how far those have come.
I remember at one point saying, should we just give the copier repairman an office?
Yeah.
Because he was there so much.
Well, like, isn't it still that way though? Isn't it still kind of that way? Like copy machines and printers and scanners are only good for, you know, whatever. And I don't know. I've never worked anywhere that had no problems with their equipment like that.
Yeah. This is a stupid question, but I don't know. We've got to be using less copy machines than we've in the past, aren't we? With things being so digital on everything.
I think it's copy machine printers now, right? Aren't they kind of combined and you can use it for the same thing?
Yeah.
Because I think people still do print stuff out for sales and whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah,
so you probably get a lot of that there. Yeah. But it just depends on the environment that you're working in. But yeah, that's copy machines.
But that would freak you out if you were there on a Sunday and it didn't just turn itself on, it like spit out a blank piece of paper.
Back before printers were not, you're not able to do this on good copy printers. They will not allow you to copy money. If it's like any major brand of them, there's a sensor in it, and it will fail. It will fail the copy if you're going to do that. But before that was a thing. I remember we got a color copier at the radio station. And the first thing I did was I copied a $20 bill because I wanted to see, you know, just how well, you know, I could make this look. I wasn't going to go use it, but I was really curious as to what, and you know what, you just copied on a regular piece of paper and you just crumple that paper up really good and make it look really kind of worn and get, you know, a little, it could pass. At least back then it could have, back before the bills looked the way they do today. And I remember what we would do with it. The studio window was basically kind of a fishbowl out to the street. But I remember we would like just put it out there on a string and then we would pull it sometimes or just leave it and then let people think that they're picking up money because I would make a couple of them. And, that's the things.
Please tell me you really didn't do that. Please tell me that never actually happened.
That all actually happened.
God dang it.
That was like that was at the TCX nightclub. Saturday nights would have been about the time we were doing shit like that.
I hope to God that was a Saturday night that I was either at a wedding DJing or out drinking and I didn't know better because
I don't think
crap.
You were there anymore. I think you had already moved to another station. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm glad I was not aware of this.
Yep. I don't think you were there at that point in time. Yeah. I mean, there was all sorts of crazy shit we did with that. That was so fun doing that show because we would play in the street all the time and do all sorts of fun shit. And that, you know, it's amazing. Nobody got killed. But once a car did go through the window.
Sure. Yeah.
And had it been like an hour earlier, someone would have been killed.
So I was in the studio when the car came in. Yeah. I was actually
weren't you?
Yes, I was doing some production work and we had just wrapped up the morning show and there were people that would stand on that side of the desk and do the show with us. And I'm doing some production work and all of a sudden I hear really loud tire screech and then boom, there was a car in the studio.
Oh my God.
And I ran over to the other side because this was when we still had some, you know, work being done on the building. And I ran over to the other side and I said, there's a car in the studio. And everyone's like, what? Get out of here. I'm like, there is a car in the studio.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
I remember, I wasn't there yet, but I remember this and I remember you talking about it because I remember, I think you got interviewed by WFRV.
I did. That's correct.
And so I'm remembering that news story now. And you gave the exactly what you were saying of, you know, what just happened in the studio.
And I remember the quote in the paper was, holy there's a car in the studio. Because that's, I believe, what I said.
Yeah. Was that the only one that ever crashed into the building?
It is. Yeah. As far as I know, I remember doing, you know, we had the wireless mic. We were out there doing news reports in the morning, talking to people and all that kind of stuff. And that story actually went nationwide because somebody picked up on it, like Gannett or whatever. But
yeah,
crazy stuff at that station.
No shit.
It's crazy. Those are
fun times. We all survived.
It's all fun until a car comes into the
exactly.
Studio.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all that stuff, check us out. Apple Podcasts, our premium channel, is there. And also on Patreon, just search Real Ghost Stories Online. You can get everything ad-free and support the program and all that good stuff, all the extras, all the bonuses, they're all there for you as well. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, Just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish This was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect to your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.